Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenough joins us on today's program to provide an update from the latest Pella City Council meeting.
Well, Corey, to kick off the 2019 year, a meeting that really focused on kind of looking ahead to an upcoming meeting on January 15th in regards to property issues. We'll start with one that has been of many interest to many people, and that is the Webster Park project. There's an alley that runs on a portion of that block that is being vacated. Let our listeners know about the upcoming hearings, why the alleys need to be vacated, and who the properties ultimately will go to, assuming approval of all these agenda items.
You bet. Andrew, thanks for having me on. Of course, over the last month or so, we've been working on vacating some alleyways adjacent to the old Webster School over there. The north half of that alley is in the process of being vacated. The two property owners who own their properties on the east and west side of that alley, one is RDP Holdings and the other is the church, both have interest in sections of that alley. And so we've gone through the process of taking a survey and identifying the pins in that alley. And then, of course, we're working through the process of vacating and then disposing of the alley. As you can imagine, whenever the city divests itself of property, there's quite a process to proceed with. And so we're following the proper procedures to make sure that everybody ends up with the portion that they're interested in, and also that we comply with all the state and city ordinances.
And this will be finished up at the next regular meeting coming up on the 15th, right? There will be a couple public hearings.
Yeah. The first part that we're doing is we're vacating the alley, which is required before we dispose of the alley to the neighbors. And so, yes, there'll be a public hearing to dispose of the alley to the two interested parties. And then we'll have theoretically, we would have the final reading of the ordinance, which would vacate the alley. So those two coincide with one another and ultimately provide access and ownership of that alley to the two interested parties there.
Well, and this little pocket of time is used to clean up a lot of land issues. And there's another public hearing, and there's a property owner who can't sell because of that. And the city council right now is working on projects like this, it seems like, Corey, to try and clean up a lot of those property issues outstanding in the community.
Yeah, we do have some challenges sometimes when we're working through ownership of property, especially parcels that were conveyed to the city that are considered remnants or of lesser value. And one of those parcels is at 1111 Liberty Street. There was an old railroad right-of-way there that was divested and sold to the neighboring owner. And it also shows title search indicated that there was some property that's transferred by the railroad to the city. So we're just going through that process of making sure that's cleaned up for the owner at the request of the owner. So ultimately, we'll hold another public hearing and transfer that property to the owner at the meeting on the 15th.
Well, Corey, as we begin the new year, this is the time that the Pella City Council is working on their budget, ultimately until a public hearing in March where they'll submit it to the state auditor and county auditor's office. And right now, the city undergoing a lot of big initiatives and potential initiatives coming up over the next fiscal year. Let our listeners know about two upcoming work sessions and the topics that will be presented at both, because a lot of these could play heavily into what next year's budget looks like.
As you mentioned, we have been working over the last couple of months on putting together the budget. And as we kind of develop that process and identify major projects, we do abide by a budget work schedule, but then we also hold individual meetings regarding specific larger projects that are difficult to address specifically at a budget meeting. On January 8th, at this point, the council's anticipating several large projects, and those include Kiwanis Park or a playground improvement at that park. And then there's been a lot of discussion about a dog park, and I think they're hoping to address that at the same time. One of the other items that has been a concern of council, and we've heard quite a number of things about, is parking in the CBD. And then, of course, there's been a lot of discussion about paving gravel roadways within the city. And so we're hoping to hit all those things on the 8th. Subsequently, at the regularly scheduled council meeting on the 15th, we have been working on, over the last several months, a facility needs assessment with a firm titled SEH out of Johnston, Iowa. And we've been working closely with them, staff has, to take a look at our existing buildings and really plan for the future. So we're excited for them, hopefully, to show up and present the results and kind of discuss what they recommend going forward. There has been also some discussion about a transition plan for the Pella Municipal Airport, so hopefully we'll be able to hit that. And then we've received a lot of calls and excitement about the telecommunications business plan, and so we'll be discussing that as well. That's a TV, phone, and internet telecommunications utility that was voted on nearly a year ago, and ultimately we've been working on putting together some of the numbers and some of the planning and phasing for that. And hopefully the consultant will be in attendance to discuss those things and meet with the city council to address that.
Well, and at the last meeting, what we talked about this week, too, one of those already was talked about, and that was 218th Place from Neal Drive. Council really working to get that road perhaps done in the next fiscal year, and that started with annexation procedure and then, of course, deciding whether or not they want to go with asphalt and concrete. So a lot of decisions being made there, too, and that was one of the first budget presentations of the year.
Yeah, like I said before, it's really difficult when we get to the budget to discuss these large-scale projects in just a two or three meeting slot. And so what council has decided to do along with city administrator is kind of address these projects individually at independent work sessions leading up to our actual budget work sessions. And so, yeah, 218th Street was a item of discussion last night. It's been in the city's budget book for the last few years. And so I think there was some good discussion about future plans for that area. And there's a lot to come, I think, as we work through our budget process there.
Once again, that was Pella Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenough. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.